This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 28th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. To hear political appointees tell it sequestration means the sky is falling, that merely reducing the rate of increase of federal spending constitutes a devastating blow to Americans' well-being, despite strong evidence to the contrary. On the subject of immigration enforcement, it's much the same story. Alex Narasta, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
A few immigrant detention centers in recent days have released several hundred unauthorized immigrants who were in detention, not for any kind of crime, but have released them because of the upcoming sequestration. They anticipate some budget cuts and they won't be able to hold them anymore, so they're letting them go. Their deportation cases are proceeding, but they're no longer in custody.
Janet Napolitano said that she might have to cut border patrol agents. And of course, a lot of departments are talking about the cuts that they'll have to endure. What would that mean?
She is talking about cutting 5,000 Border Patrol agents. That would, if all of those cuts occurred on the southwestern border with Mexico, that would bring the Border Patrol force down to a level that we haven't seen since 2007. So it's not really that dramatic of a cut. From that perspective, this brings us back down to the last few years of the Bush administration. What it would also do is probably diminish their capacity to hold people in detention. Currently, they can hold 34,000 people in immigration detention at any given time. That's what they're budgeted for. But if they have a cut, they'll likely be able to hold fewer. And one of the main things people criticize Napolitano for, criticize the sequestration for, is that while this will unleash clearly a flood of unauthorized immigrants, clearly the only thing keeping them at bay is our brave border patrol on the southwestern border holding the gates against this flood. And it's just not true. Illegal immigration to the United States is down to levels we haven't seen since the early 70s, about 350,000 apprehensions along the southwest border a year in terms of crossings into the United States. And it's not because of increased border patrol, but just because the economy here is pretty lousy, and where a lot of these industries and where immigrants work have suffered particularly hard.
And we've talked about on several occasions how immigration, legal and otherwise, serves as sort of a pressure valve on overheated labor markets in the United States. It seems like if we're genuinely concerned about keeping illegal immigrants out of the United States, we should struggle to continue to have a lousy economy.
The most effective anti-immigrant measure so far adopted in the United States is to kill the economy.
In the defense of the people who are making claims about border security being the primary thing that keeps illegal immigrants out of the United States, well, it's hard to say what share of people sneaking into the country you're capturing or not capturing, right?
It's very difficult. It's a black market, yeah. So you know, that's what people will say. You know, the reason why we have fewer apprehensions is is because the Border Patrol is deterring people from coming. They're deterring this illegal activity. But when you see other illegal activities across the border, you don't get the same picture. For instance, marijuana apprehensions and seizures on the southwest border is up tremendously from 2008, almost double. So it's clearly not a job of – it's clearly not Border Patrol failing to do a good job when it comes to immigrants. They're clearly enforcing all these laws. It's just that there are fewer immigrants coming. But Americans still demand a heck of a lot of marijuana from Mexico, and that's coming. So their seizures of that are up.
A lot of people here at the Cato Institute have talked about the scale of these cuts under sequestration, noting that in most cases they're not cuts, that the federal government will in fact spend more next year than it did this year, and more this year than it did last year. So when Janet Napolitano comes out and talks about releasing immigrants who are facing deportation, it just seems a little cheap.
Well, it's clearly political, and they try to cut things that will make people very upset and oppose cuts in the first place. So you see it, you know, on the state level, when states cut things, they don't cut, you know, they don't fire bureaucrats in the state house. They cut DMVs, they cut schools, they cut police, they cut things that people deal with frequently. And the same thing on the federal level, they cut these sort of emotional things that produces a gut reaction in people to oppose cuts, and immigration enforcement is one of them. You see it in other areas. People talk about cutting mental health and other things when it's really just a political ruse, and it's just a cheap shot to the gut of the American electorate.
Alex Narasta is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.